Podcasting from behind her locked bathroom door, the only quiet place in the house, this is the Homeschool Sanity Show, a twice-monthly podcast with expert advice for happier, healthier homeschool living. And now, here's your host, Christian psychologist and homeschool mom of six, Dr. Melanie Wilson.
I am so excited for this show's topic, Homeschool Planning Made Simple. Because if anything can challenge a homeschool mom's sanity, it is planning for our homeschool year. My two guests today, Susie Doran and Kim Lopez of aplaninplace.net, are going to help us achieve sanity even in the midst of homeschool planning. Whether we are planning for the summer, which as we record is upcoming, or we are planning for our homeschool year, they are going to give us some tips that will make a very challenging process a lot simpler. I learned about A Plan in Place on Google+, which I highly recommend. If you have not been hanging out on Google+, it's a great place for homeschoolers. And I found out about their planners. I went to their website and checked them out and absolutely fell in love with them. One of my most popular posts is called The Easiest Homeschool Record Keeping System. I'm all about keeping things simple, but I believe that a plan in place can make what I turned into a simple process even simpler because they do all of the hard work for you, and I'm going to let them tell us more about that. But first, I would like both Susie and Kim to introduce themselves to us and tell us more about their families.
Okay, my name is Susie Doran, and I currently live in Southern California, but I just moved here in back home. I'm from here, moved here back in August. I met Kim when we were both in Oregon, so the business was actually started in Oregon. I have two boys that I homeschool. One is 7th grade, one is 5th grade. One's into soccer, and one's into Cub Scouts. I've been homeschooling since day one, and we're all avid readers around my household.
And I'm Kim Lopez. I'm in Oregon still. I have four kids that I homeschool. I have, my oldest is 13 and the youngest is 5, and the other two are in the middle there. And I have homeschooled pretty much since the beginning. My oldest did one semester of public school kindergarten, and I cried every morning taking him to school. So I pulled him out as soon as I could and have been homeschooling ever since.
Well, Kim, can you tell us a little bit more about why you felt called to homeschool? It was just not wanting to be apart from your son, or was there something more to it?
Well, it actually started before that. I had no intention of homeschooling when my oldest was little. I had no intention of homeschooling. I was excited to get him started in school and kind of get some freedom or whatever. And it started out for financial reasons because I would have chosen private school if I could have, but there was just no way to afford that. So then I did, like I said, a semester of public school, and I just couldn't do it. So then I started really researching homeschooling, and as I started to learn more about it, I realized that it really is just an amazing thing, and I realized that the education that I could give my kids would be an individual education. So, you know, I knew my kids the best, and I could, they have very distinct personalities, very different, each one. And so I could tailor their education to their personalities, to their strengths and interests, and that's really what I love about homeschooling. And I can do, when, you know, my 7th grader can be doing, say, you know, high school math at the same time he's doing maybe, you know, a little bit earlier, a level of writing or something like that. And it just, so I can gear their homeschooling to where they are academically.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. I mean, I absolutely agree with you. Susie, what about you? What moved you to choose to homeschool in the beginning?
Actually, my husband and I decided when we were engaged that if we were blessed with children, we wanted me to be home with them, and we wanted to take the path of homeschooling. And basically, we wanted something better for them than we both got in the public school system. We definitely wanted away from some of the influences. We wanted to control the socialization, and we wanted to have them on an individualized, the same thing Kim said, an individualized learning plan that actually honored them as individuals instead of putting them into a mass system designed, you know, with one plan. We wanted to be able to separate that out and work to their strengths and really just honor them as individuals, as only the homeschool can really do.
And it absolutely does do that, doesn't it? And it's just something that cannot be defeated in terms of its success academically. Yeah. But once you've decided to do that, then you have the challenge of meeting each of your children's individual academic needs and planning for those. So was homeschool planning difficult, a struggle for either one of you in the beginning?
Well, yeah, I'll take that one. Yes, absolutely it was. And my first several years of homeschooling, I'm a big organizational, you know, I love organization, but I wanted a system in place to do that. And so I tried everything I could think of to organize my homeschool. I tried all the kinds of systems, and they were all sort of workbox-ish. Different. I had post-it notes on the wall or different school boxes that I would put together, and it was very difficult. And the problem is that with any of those, all of those systems, I never once finished an entire school year's curriculum. I never accomplished everything that I wanted to. And every night or every morning, I would have to reorganize everything. I'd have to reorganize the shelves for that day's work, or, you know, re-put up the post-it notes with what they were supposed to be doing that day or whatever. And even more than that, I think, at the end of the school year, each school year, I didn't have any sort of permanent record of what the kids did, of what they accomplished, what they learned, or anything like that. I had a pile of, you know, workbooks and binders, but you know, nothing that was organized or put together.
You know, I think that I have tried just about every kind of homeschool planning method that's been devised, and I'm a big tech person. I love to use digital solutions for getting organized, but none of the digital homeschool planning programs worked for me. They took so much time to set up, especially for, you know, numerous children. And then if, just like you're saying with other approaches, if we missed a day, I had to go in and push everything back. And, you know, it shouldn't take a lot of time, but it actually did. And many of these programs would want me, if my children entered their own work as completed, they would want me to confirm each thing.
Right.
So I don't have time to do that. And so that, you know, I was really just always on the lookout for a solution to my homeschool planning struggles. But how did you come up with a solution to the problems that you were having?
Well, so I actually, it was because I discovered homeschool planners, really, is what happened. And I forgot that I did a couple of those, the online or technology-based systems, too. Mm-hmm. And I had the exact same struggles as you did. And I was probably just searching online for organizational systems, and I discovered something called homeschool planners, like student planners for homeschooling. And so I had just met Susie at the time, and I remember talking to her about it and saying, like, hey, I just learned about this thing. There are these planners that are designed for homeschool students, and what do you think of that? And she was like, oh, I've made my own homeschool planners for my kids every year. For years I've done that. And I thought, oh, wow. And she said, I thought I could just buy one of the pre-made ones and call it good enough, and that would, you know, it seemed like that would work fine. And I remember her telling me, like, you know, I just don't think you're going to be happy with that because you have a specific schedule for your family. You have your kids are doing certain things that you want, and no pre-made planner is going to be exactly right. Maybe it'll be kind of good enough, but nothing will be exactly right. and she knew me pretty well at the time. And so then I started making my own too. And then so we did that for probably one school year maybe. And then I remember she gave me a call. I think she was even on vacation at the time. And she said, I just have this brilliant idea. What if we came up with a way that we could customize planners for people and we could sell them? What do you think? And I said, that sounds great. And so and here we are.
Well, that is just really fantastic because I have been doing like Susie does, and I make my own planners. And, you know, I have to, when I have 5 children now that I am making them for, it's still a very time-consuming process to do all the photocopying and customizing them for each of my children and either punching them and putting them in binders or using some kind of a binding system.
Right.
And it just takes me a lot of time. And that's why I was really excited when I saw that I could customize it through a planinplace.net and then just have it shipped to my house. I mean, what a time saver.
Right.
Well, I'm really excited.
That's what we found, too, because when I made my own, I got it done, but it took a lot of time every summer, and it cost me money to bind it, and it was, you know, but it was what I wanted, and that's how I did it. I think I have 3 years of those, but once we got the business going, I realized how I was able to do it so much better. The design was done once, the layout created once, we got, you know, a laminating machine and the pocket, like, then I really had the resources to make it exactly the way I wanted. And so that was a lot of fun putting this project together with Kim.
Oh, I bet it was. Well, one of the things that I noticed when I was looking at your website is that you had summer planners. I've been making my own summer planners for many years as well. And I just loved the concepts that you had for these planners. But before we talk about what some of the pages are like in your summer planners, why do you think it's important for homeschoolers to plan for the summer if they aren't schooling all year long?
Well, what I found was that every summer it was really important for me that my kids did journals, and I wanted to keep a record of the things that we did in the summer. But I found that the more that you get used to using a planner or a planner system, you're used to having a place where what you need to get accomplished is written down. And so I found that when I wanted my boys to do a certain chore or maybe write a thank you card, or I had no place to put that anymore once their school planner was filed for the year. So what we did was we created a schedule sheet that was a lot more basic, but just still kept a place where you could record activities, kind of look at your week, where the kids could say, oh, I need to deep clean my dresser or write grandpa a note or, you know, something like that, where they still had a place to write that down, because I felt that we never got anything accomplished. You know, I loved doing summer reading programs, but we never had anything written down where we could see what they did. And so our goal was to create a memory book, but also just to have a place where you can continue to accomplish things over the summer, because it doesn't mean you just check out a life. And, you know, so it's definitely a more restful time, but I still wanted a place where they could know what had to be, what I expected and needed to be done.
Right, because every summer you have all these good intentions, but if you don't plan for them, they hardly ever come to fruition, isn't that right?
Exactly.
Yes. All right, we homeschool moms, we know we're
right.
Talking truth here.
But right.
Now let's talk about what some of those pages are like in your summer planners and why did you include them?
Well, the first thing we started with was the cover and the back kind of duplicate as just a little bit of a place for a snapshot for pictures. I kind of introduced my kids to a little bit of scrapbooking basics and just say pick a few of the favorite things you did. And that's been actually a really fun activity to do, as we usually do it after school already starts. So some of the things we have is just some planning forms, like lay out what vacations you're going to take, if there's some certain books you want your child to read, what kind of activities, sports, camps. It's also definitely designed to be a keepsake, that at the end of the year or a couple years down the road, you can look back and say, oh, I remember that, or look at your handwriting, you know, 3 years ago. And so we created forms to just kind of keep track of the activities. There's reading logs. There's a couple of blank calendar pages. And the reason we keep them blank is because we know that everybody's summer breaks just vary. And we couldn't come up with a good way to have those in there. So you can use those if that's something that people like, just to lay out, you know, how many weeks you're off school and set some goals for those kind of things. The weekly schedule page, we included those in there. As again, those are the Monday through Friday, and then there's a big box for the weekend. Just some things that where you can log some of those things I mentioned earlier, like maybe something that they have to read or a note or something that they have to do. There's a daily checklist. My kids have pets to take care of and still chores to do even in the summer. And so it kind of gives them a reminder of the things that they have to do on a daily basis. So there's some goals they can set, and then there's a fun little box that just says, you know, highlight something that happened this week. So that's just a really basic weekly form for them. And then, but my favorite part is in the back. It's just full of journaling pages. And I've always had my kids journal our summer activities, and they are just priceless to me to go back and to remember what we did. And there's a place for them to draw a picture or insert a picture as they get older, and just a place for them to record some of those special summer memories. So I only have them do the big stuff, you know, the places we go, and I get a little bit, it's a little easier to get them to comply when you're not having them, you know, journal boring stuff. So, and then that's it. Like, it's a real basic addition is what we designed it to be.
Right. And so they get that writing practice and handwriting practice as well, which kids need during the summer.
Exactly, exactly.
I just love it. I'm a huge scrapbooker, so I had no idea that that's what those pages were intended for, to be able to put pictures. I know my children will love that. Well, you mentioned that you have a special offer for my listeners for these summer planners. And what is that offer, and when is it going to be valid? Giving us the year, too, in case somebody is listening to this.
Oh, yeah.
After 2014.
Okay. Well, we wanted to put a discount on the summer edition. So what we're doing is the summer editions are going to be half price. So they're $5 right now with the purchase of a student edition. And you don't need a coupon code or anything like that. It'll just be right on the website. You order the summer edition kind of like an accessory with your student edition, and they'll be priced at $5 that way. And that way you get both. You get the student edition that you can use all during the school during the summer to plan out for your getting ready for the school year. But then you have the summer edition for your kids to, like Susie said, to record all your summer memories. And that it's good right now, and it'll be good through June 15th of 2014.
Okay, very good. And that gives you motivation to get started planning your homeschool year if you're starting in the fall, as so many of us do.
Right.
Do you think it's important for kids to have their own planners?
You know what? We really do. That is something we have talked many times about, coming up with a different option, but we keep coming back to the reason that we do what we do is partly because we are working to create independent learners. And when you have one notebook going around with five or six people, it's just not conducive. The other idea is that we kind of love that our kids don't come to us all day saying, Mom, what do I have to do next? Because if there's one person that's the keeper of the information, then the child is powerless to get through their day on their own. And I have found that since day one, my kids, you know, in the morning, they go to the shelf, they get their planner, they know exactly what's expected of them. If I get called away, they know that what they can do to work ahead. The other reason is that if they have to go somewhere, say that one has a doctor's appointment or one has a dentist appointment, I take them, their planner, and a couple of their books, and I'm able to continue moving on with the other one at home with his planner. So part of that is mobility. They're all at different places, and we love the idea of tracking exactly what that student's doing that year. As a matter of fact, when I sit down to plan my younger son's upcoming year, I always pull out the planner from my son 2 years before that, just to kind of compare. Things are always different, but to just so I don't forget anything and to kind of be a reference. But most importantly, we've also created these planners to be a keepsake of that child's year. And there's an autobiography page where you record mementos such as their height and weight and put their picture in there. And then at the end, they kind of fill in how they felt their year went. There's progress reports that are specific to that child. And then there's pockets in the back that keep track of their samples. So the idea is that at the end of the year, on one shelf, you file that child's entire fourth grade year or fifth grade year. And it's so it's very specific to that child. And that's just something we haven't yet, since we've been in business, been able to stray away from because we feel that that's so important.
Wow, I absolutely agree. Well, you already mentioned one of the things that I think is a fantastic feature of your student planner, and that is that pocket where students can, or teachers even, can put samples of their work. I know in my state of Missouri, we are required by law to keep samples of our students' work and also to have a plan in place. And so your planner really fulfills both of those requirements. What other features do your student planners have that are for the whole school year rather than the summer?
Okay. Well, we kind of have a four-step process on our planners. So the first section is called goals and planning, and that's where you sit down and you lay out exactly what curriculum you plan to use, what their chores are going to be. The autobiography page I mentioned is in there. There's a long-range planning where you can lay out all sorts of events, resources that you need. So the first section is kind of a planning, is your walkthrough, what is our year going to look like. Calendar sections are now optional because we have our website is designed to where you can pick the features that you want in your planner. So calendars, some kids really use them, some parents really want them, but we found that not everybody did. So if you desire calendar pages, you get to pick the month that you start, and you'll have a whole year in there, a page for each month. Then the heart of the planner is really our weekly schedule pages. This is the part that is customized. Again, we have some stock options if people don't want to think that process through, but we have daily, what we call weekly detail, and this is the stuff that changes. This is the stuff that you need to write down there, you know, what lesson in math or what chapters in this book or whatever, so that you can lay that out when there's actual detail involved. The other thing we have is a daily checklist, and the daily checklist just allows for things that just have to be done every day. Maybe it's two pages in a workbook, and you don't need a huge box for that. You can just say language arts notebook or whatever. So a lot of them are exercise, chores, pet care, things like that, just things that you want your children to make sure that they're not forgetting every day. Then the last section is called weekly focus, and this is just things that maybe a place for notes that you want to record or things that they're working on, but you don't necessarily care what day it happens. Maybe just they get to choose, or you can go as the week progresses. So then the last section there is record keeping forms. Some states require attendance. We have an attendance form in there. There's a place where you can record all the extracurricular activities your children are involved in. They can record their field trips, their books, achievement records such as finished workbooks or curriculum, test scores, awards, that kind of stuff. And then there's progress reports. And the progress reports line up with our pages, and they are kind of designed just, you know, some people like them, some people don't. Kim and I both found that our kids really enjoy the process more than we expected, and that's why we added them to the planner, I think, our third year. And yes. So you can go through, there's a first and second semester, and then there is the pockets in the back, and everything is coil bound with a laminated cover and a sturdy back to again, be that keepsake for the whole school year.
Mm-hmm. Now, are these just as appropriate for high school students as for younger students?
Okay, well, I guess we'll go ahead and mention this. We are actually in the process right now of creating a high school edition and plan to incorporate it this year. But we do have plenty of high school students that have used this planner, and it has been sufficient for them. We're just trying to make it a little bit more detailed. There's a lot more record keeping involved and different kind of planning. So now that Kim and I, both of our older sons, are both heading into into that phase, we see that it's a little easier for us to come up with what's going to work. So we are planning to have that available in our shop this year.
All right, wonderful. Now, you've mentioned several times, and I have too, that parents can really customize their student planners. Is that a simple process? You know, if you're not like real computer savvy, Right. Can anyone kind of figure out how to do that?
Well, we've just completely redesigned our website. So if anyone has used our products in the past, they hopefully will find it a much simpler process than it used to be. And I really think that it is. For when you go to our product pages, so either the student edition and we also have a teacher edition, the customization is pretty much the same. And the way that you customize is there's kind of two parts to that. One is customizing your planner in general, and that's where you can choose the cover. You can choose whether or not, like Susie said, whether or not you have a calendar section in there. You can choose if you want one pocket or two, and things like that. So that's kind of just customizing the different pieces of the planner. And then beyond that, then comes the customization of the weekly schedule sheet. And that's, like Susie said, is the heart of the planner. That's where you're working through each week. And so that's a part that we really love it when people customize, because that's, then there's no more writing and, you know, all the different mm-hmm. headings each week as you go through. It makes mm-hmm. the planning process a lot easier. So it's all on the same form on our website, and it really is pretty easy. You can choose, we call it our easy button, and you can choose a stock schedule sheet if you would rather, and that just has blank headings. It has kind of a standard sheet that would probably work for most homeschoolers. But the customizing allows you to choose. You tell us what subjects your kids are studying. You tell us what their daily tasks are. You tell us kind of what their focuses are for each week. And we put in all of those headings so that you don't have to write them in every week, and you can just focus on the planning part of it. And so, like I said, that's just, it's all on one form right on our website, and it just really walks you through the process. We have also mm-hmm. tons of examples on the website of different ways that people have ordered their weekly schedule sheet, so you can see different examples and get some different ideas. We have pages that have helpful hints just to give a kind of an idea of best practices kind of for customizing.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also added now where you can order a proof of your weekly schedule sheet. So that way after you, if you're a very visual person, you can customize your weekly schedule sheet, and then I will send you a PDF file of your schedule sheet so you can look at it, make sure that it's what you want, and then make any changes that you want, and then that is what will be the final product that you get.
Well, it sounds definitely like a simple process, and I am looking forward to putting my plan in place and customizing my own students' planners. But now let's talk about the teacher planner. What kinds of features does the teacher planner have that the student planner does not have?
Well, the teacher planner is kind of funny because this was kind of a forced product. Like, our friends were really asking us for this, like, this is such a great thing, why don't you have one for us? And I really kind of fought the idea, but now that I have this, it like runs my whole life. I tried to go digital, I really did. I wanted to be up on all the technology, but there's just times where you don't have time to go get your phone or turn on your computer and boot everything up. And so I went back to a paper planner, and it's been 3 years, and I couldn't live without it. It's my keepsake too. But mm-hmm. the forms are more designed for a homeschool mom. You have lots of things. There's a place where you can write out your mission statement. There's curriculum resource list. So every time I hear about something, I have a place to go write it down. There's budgeting forms for your homeschool curriculum, which is a real critical part of what we do, obviously. There's a long-term family plan, which I can look ahead. I've got it laid out all the way till 2021 with my younger one. And just certain subjects kind of, you know, when you can map that out, just a place to gather all that information. There's just lots of forms that are geared toward the homeschool mom. There's field trip planning, menu planning. The calendar section goes 14 months in this planner. So you have, if that was chosen, you have the option of having the calendars. And then the weekly schedule focus page is the same concept as our student edition. It's no two are alike, and that's what's so fun about what we do, is that everybody's life is different, everybody's priorities are different, and you can actually take this form and make this weekly schedule sheet look exactly what you need it to look like. So, like, I don't have a daily checklist on mine, and I have, you know, only two notes boxes, which is other people have different ones, but I couldn't lay out my week without it now. And then there's also lots of notes, blank note pages in the back and places where you can keep websites and birthdays and important information such as that. And then there's also the option, again, to add those pockets, which is all the stuff that used to sit on the corner of my countertop in my kitchen now sits organized in my planner. And so that's, it's the same concept as far as the weekly schedule sheets go, though.
All right. Well, if you're planning for the school year, where should you really start? Should you start with your curriculum and figuring out what you want each child to be doing this coming year, and then maybe even some family subjects that you're going to be studying before you come to your website and, you know, start customizing? Or should we start with your website first?
I think it could really go either way. What we try to say is to, especially for the student planners, to not be too specific when you're customizing. Mm-hmm. Because when you're putting in an actual, like, name of a curriculum rather than just a subject on your weekly schedule page, it ends up feeling, you feel stuck. And as homeschool moms, things change, right? You think you found that perfect math curriculum that finally is going to make everything click, and then 3 months later you realize, like, this is not working. So, but if on the student's weekly schedule page I have put in the exact title of that curriculum, it doesn't give a lot of room to change. So, I think it's really that when you're customizing, if you just put in the general names of subjects, that it makes it a lot easier, and then and then you have that room to change over the course of the school year. So I think I love having my planners as soon as possible, and in fact, I ordered my teacher planner a couple months ago for the upcoming school year because I want to have it all summer long to go to homeschool conference and book sales and all those things. And then my student editions, I will order this month probably. And that way, again, I'll have them all summer long too. So I think as long as you can kind of figure out the general subjects for your students and then go ahead and order your planners, that will help you. And then the planners are really laid out intuitively so that you start with the goals and planning section in the front of the planner and work through that as you plan during the summer and then work through the weekly schedule during the course of the school year. And so you're kind of going back to front for the planning process. I mean,
and one of the other options that we do and a lot of our customers do is they will put a blank box in there, like in the weekly detail, just a blank one, and you don't have to put a title in it. I have one blank on each of my children, and that way as activities change, like one semester it might be outside activities, but one semester it might be, you know, electives that they're doing. Maybe they picked up something that they really are into, and I didn't have a place for it. So then it always kind of gives you a little bit of leeway. So we definitely recommend that you don't have to have it all figured out before you order your planner, but they can definitely help you do that. You know, most people have a general idea and are able to do it ahead of time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really good advice. And that's one of the things that I discovered in trying to plan out my children's years, you know, page by page, what each child was going to be doing. And you can imagine what a disaster that was.
We had one of our first customers, she was a friend of ours, and she ordered a planner. Kim, you're going to remember this. And she laid out every week, like she knew what curriculum she was going to do, and she went through the entire planner, and she filled out every single week. And she was unhappy within 2 months because we know that life doesn't always work like that. So we also recommend as you're working through your year to maybe fill out 1 or 2 weeks at a time. I simply, when something doesn't get done, I circle it in the planner, and that way it's alerted that it's unfinished, and we decide if it's going to be moved or skipped or moved to the next week or something like that. So I only plan a week at a time, but we really recommend, you know, because things change and life happens, and it's just, it doesn't always work like that.
Right. Oh, well, this has really just been a joy just to talk with homeschool moms who understand the challenges that we face in planning for our school years and even for our summers, and to know that you have tried to make this process a lot less painful. And I'm so looking forward to, I have my summer planners already, and we are actually going on vacation next week, but when I get back, that is my plan to get those ready to go for our summer, and I'm going to be working on my my student planners and my teacher planner for the fall. Where can our listeners once again find you online? What's your website?
Our website is www.aplaninplace.net, and you can go through the pages there and also find links to us on Facebook, Pinterest, Google+, and Twitter.
All right, and I'm going to be linking our listeners to your website and to your social media on the show notes for this episode. If you go to ultimateradioshow.com, click on the Homeschool Sanity Show button, and scroll down to Homeschool Planning Made Simple, you will find those links and you can connect with Susie and Kim. Thank you so very much. I am thanking you personally, not just for sharing with our listeners, because you really motivated me to get my plan in place. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for joining us for the Homeschool Sanity Show with Dr. Melanie Wilson. Visit Melanie at psychowith6.com, that's the number 6, for more sanity-saving ideas. The Homeschool Sanity Show is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.